I'm David Brancaccio. This week, the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement goes into effect. Negotiating a new NAFTA was a big campaign promise for President Trump. The deal maintains a lot of the old, but there are changes. Here's Marketplace's Kimberly Adams.
Even if this marks the end to the almost 30-year-old North American free trade agreement,
there will still be free trade across all of North America.
Chris Wilson is with the Mexico Institute at the Wilson Center. He says there are some changes that came out of long negotiations, like new labor and pay standards.
Also, there will be a new set of rules of origin in the auto sector. And what that means is that more parts and materials will have to be made within North America in order for those cars to get that free trade benefit.
The deal also includes new rules to resolve trade disputes. Simon Lester is with the Center for Trade Policy Studies at the Cato Institute.
People who are concerned about the protection of labor rights are going to have access to a special rapid response mechanism to file complaints about the labor practices in Mexico.
So he says there may be a flood of litigation coming down the pipeline soon. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.